Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chal Daf Tesvav in the Oiz Vahadar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Hey. We start in the two dots in the middle of Amud Aleph. The Gemara says the question: Rav Chanina Chavron de Rabbanan, Chanina, the friend of Rabbanan, boy, he asked a question on the Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learned that if a woman gave dough to a baker, and the Mishnah said, what's the purpose? What do they want from the baker? To create se'or, to make yeast. And then they can use it in their own dough. So if each one is less than a shear, it's not chayav and chala, because he's going to divide it eventually. But if, mashra from here, but if one of them had a big shear, it is chayav and chala. Says the Gemara, v'afilu yesh b'shelach chas ben kashir, even if you do have the shear, yase kedova shaloi nigmor melachto v'yapot ben achalo. Why is it chayav and chala? Isn't it something with shaloi nigmor melachto? All he's doing from this dough is a seir, is yeast. That yeast has to go into another dough. So it's not finished yet. If it's not finished, it's not chayav and chala. Tomei v'yaisi b'sham zehiru, abiyori zehir b'sham lazar, quoting here something that we learned in Maseches Maaseres, apa memesh shebelogim loy nitva. We're talking about someone who took wine from the winery. And the winery, the wine in the winery is not completely finished. The process is not complete. There's still a process that needs to be done. He takes a little bit of wine to drink it. You say even the wine, which is in the logging, which is in that barrel they took out of from the winery, it's also not chayav in maisers. Why? He's going to return. He's going to drink a little bit. Whatever is left, he's going to bring it back into the winery where you have over your wine, which is not fully processed. So meaning, because it's still in the middle of the process, you're not chayav maisers. Similar over here, it's the middle of the process, you're not be chayav and chala. So why are we saying in our Mishnah, the only reason not chayav and chala, because it's a small portion. But if it would be the big portion, it would be chayav and chala, and the Gemara stays with a question. Clearly, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, we spoke about Isa Saklovim, if you have a dough of dogs, so then if it's something that the Roim Oichli Meno, if the shepherds eat from it, it has been a bread. So it says the Gemara, Ezu Isa Saklovim, what are we talking about? He mixed in it coarse. He mixed in it the psoilus of the flour, which is something they usually give to dogs. So what's the explanation of the Mishnah? As long as the roim oichli mimeno, meaning as long as shepherds still can eat from it, so the bread is not completely psoilus. It's not only for dogs, as it did a bread for human beings. But once the roim don't eat from it, meaning the only creatures that can eat from it is dogs, so then it's not anymore bread. So the Gemara says, "So Omro, that's what you see. That's the pshat in the Mishnah." You see, the Mishnah says, "If the roim eat from it, meaning that sometimes the roim cannot eat from it. There's too much coarse in it. There's too much soilness into it." The pshat is different. Kol shaoso, the grius of Reb Chaim is kol shaoso kelimudim. He made it like sticks with no shape of bread. Then it's considered to be isas klovim. But if it has a shape of bread, even if it's coarse, it still looks like bread, so it's chayav and chala, and it's as a din of bread. V'taniken ason ke'ovin chayeves. So limudim p'turi. Made it ke'ovin, made it nicely, like bread is to be looked like. It's chayav and chala. If it's limudim, just pieces of sticks, so then he is potter from chala. Continues the Gemara after Zol on the base. Rabo b'shev Shmuel, Rabah m'shev v'chia rubo, afilu osom gluskin. Even if he did it beautiful breads, it's still not chayav if it's meant for dogs. And the Gemara explains, what does it mean that the roim don't eat from it? He baked it in a way with his intention, I don't want the shepherds to eat from it. I make it for dogs only. So even though it's very suitable for human beings, and it looks very nice, still, because the intention is to give it to dogs, it doesn't have a din of bread. So three shittas, what does it mean? He says, either it's soilless in it and it's not edible, Or as long as it's edible, then it's okay. Or it doesn't have the right shape. Or the intention is to give it to the dogs. Today's the Gemara Menasas Biyontiv. We could use the Gersa of Chaim that skips the following two lines and goes to the next part and says, "V'atami mimalo ishuk dei rebosar." A woman can fill a full pot of meat. Even though the only amount they can eat is only one piece, you could cook the whole pot because it's one tircha to cook the whole thing. Kum kum chamin, fill up a pot of water. Even though he needs only one drink, because he's heating up at once. But to bake, you need to bake each bread. It needs to be prepared individually. So you can't prepare more than you need. So the one was asking, here it sounds, you could do in Yom Tov, if it's Isis HaKlovim, that the Roim Oichlim, and the shepherds eat, you could bake the bread both for the Roim and for the dogs. Why? Bake it only for the Roim and not for the dogs. Why should you be able to do it in Yom Tov for the dogs? So says the Gemara now, in the base of Rav Chaim's Pshat, now we're going back to the sentence we skipped before. Mastisa Dev Shimon Lozer. The Tani, Eino Simi Yom Tov Lomoy Tzi Yom Tov. You now want to bake bread from Yom Tov to Moy Tzi Yom Tov. Shimon Lozer Oimer, Nemalo Yisho Satanu Pas, Pas Yof Mishah Shatonu Mole. You could fill up the whole oven with bread, because even if you want to eat only one bread, putting many breads in it makes that one bread better. The bread bakes better when the oven is full. So that's why here you can put all the breads here for the dogs and for the shepherds, because the shepherd's bread will be baked better. The more goes on, it says, hey, you don't do a bracha if it's meant for the dogs. It says like more now, by the way, something regarding bracha. Tani matzah gzula osu levarech aleil. If you have a matzah that was stolen, can't do a bracha on it. It's a mitzvah of Abba Avir, as we'll see in a moment. Omar b'shaya al shem b'ritzeya berech neitz Hashem. B'ritzeya means to steal. If he does a bracha on something he steals, his name is Hashem. He is angry at Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Adad Teiru Betchilo. That's only in the beginning, the first bracha. Al Basoy Brikas Amozen Loi Domi Uchayav Loi. Once he ate in, now he needs to give money to the person he stole from. He could do a Brikas Amozen. What he ate? It's not bein anymore. So therefore, he should do a bracha. Says the more Rabbi Yonah, Ma'in Aveira Mitzvah. You don't do a bracha not before, not after, because from Aveira Mitzvah cannot come. It's the same idea, just you say it in a different lashon. A mitzvah cannot be done through an aveir. A mitzvah bo be'aveir. So I can't do bracha not before and not after for something which is an aveir. Another drasha. This is the way the mitzvah needs to be done. If you do it the right way, ha mitzvahs. If you don't do it eila, you don't do it the right way, it's not a mitzvah. You do it through aveir, it's not a mitzvah. You don't do a bracha on it. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chalo, Daf Tesvov.